The Pinellas Board of County Commissioners today rejected their staff's recommendation and voted down an ordinance that would have required the developers build more affordable housing units. But this went against a pledge that each commissioner had made to a large coalition of faith communities. Father Joe Diaz, who is a pastor of Holy Trinity Episcopal and a member of FAST, Faith and Action for Strength Together, called it a huge disappointment.
Commissioner Latvala, Seal, Duncan, and Stewart were the four who voted against it. There were two commissioners who were absent today. We asked for a postponement of the vote since this is a thing for we believe the whole board should have voted. They chose not to postpone and to do an up or down on this today. Not a happy day today. This is a really dark day for Pinellas County and by extension for the Tampa Bay area.
All seven of the commissioners had previously pledged to FAST that they would support this affordable housing plan called the Mandatory Inclusionary Zoning Ordinance. But on Tuesday, only one, Ken Welsh, voted for it. Two commissioners were absent. Calvin Harris had a death in the family, and John Maroney is undergoing testing for recently diagnosed lymphoma. Welsh first suggested a delay in the vote until a later date when Harris and Maroney would be able to weigh in. Many FAST members recommended a delay, but it was voted down by the commission. Later, Welsh was the only one of five commissioners present to support the mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance.
This is a long-term strategy that we're seeing a decrease in the median housing price in the county. But even at the median housing price, housing is still out of reach for most of the folks that make our community work, even at $178,000 median price.
Welsh said that home prices in the county are still locking out a majority of residents. Under the plan that was rejected, developers of projects that included 20 or more units would have had to price up to 20% of those units below market value. Developers would have been allowed to build at densities up to 50% more than allowed by zoning codes. It was unclear how much support the ordinance would have gotten from cities within Pinellas County. Six cities sent letters saying they would opt out of the plan if it passed. County Attorney Jim Bennett said he was concerned with the legal underpinnings of the ordinance. Jennifer Dorfell is the Director of Government Affairs for the Tampa Bay Builders Association and the Vice Chair of their regional coalition.
It will further cripple us economically. There are two locations in the state of Florida that have this ordinance right now. Not one single unit in Tallahassee or Palm Beach, where this inclusionary zoning ordinance has been passed, has been built. Not one unit in the last 3 years. So I speak from experience when I tell you that this will not solve your problem, and I encourage you to vote no on this.
Several others suggested that instead of a mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinance, the program be voluntary and fueled by incentives to the developers. 11 people, most of them from the real estate and development business, voiced their objections to the ordinance, while 13 people, most of them from FAST, spoke in favor of it. Robert Stewart, chair of the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners, said he opposes this ordinance during a housing slump.
Take a look at the rental properties and to hear that there are almost 1,000 that are vacant at less than the HUD fair market rates leads me to believe that this may not be the time to be talking about an inclusionary and a mandatory ordinance. And in fact, I come to the conclusion that this is not the right time.
But members of FAST, which is made up of 33 congregations and includes 50,000 people in Pinellas County, say that the difficult economic times are precisely why residents need an affordable housing ordinance. Donna Davis is a member of Good Samaritan Episcopal Church in Clearwater and a board member of FAST. Davis called it a very disappointing day.
Well, I would invite the commissioners and I would invite the those in the housing industry to come and speak with our congregations and talk to the people that are struggling. And they will tell them there might have been a downturn in the housing market. They still cannot afford the affordable housing. It is still above the average price of just a few years ago.